Trump's choice for Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, was president of the Boy Scouts of America from 2010 to 2012. In 2013, when serving on the Scouts Executive Board, Tillerson pushed to lift the ban on membership of homosexual youth. It was a fatal decision.
So we've made the decision. We're going to change. Most of the reasons that organizations fail at change is pretty simple. People don't understand why. They don't understand the mission.
Stop there. Hey, Rex, those of us who are Christians, not in name only, don't change moral absolutes to fit the times and seasons. God's law is permanent. And the Boy Scout mission had always been to obey God and to be morally straight. Your decision to initiate homosexuality into the Boy Scouts defies God and is morally crooked. And it encourages thousands of boys to disobey God's law that decrees homosexual activity as a sin. You can whitewash it all you want.
Regardless of where you were on this decision, it is also very normal for a lot of people to feel like there were winners and there were losers. Well, I'm here to tell you that's not true in any circumstance like this. And I've seen it over and over. I understand people may feel like there's winners or losers. The reality is there are neither winners nor losers.
Oh, yes, there are, Tillerson. The homosexual HRC lobby and the Jewish organizations like the ADL, ACLU, and the SPLC that support it are the winners. And the losers are an entire new generation of boys who, in the hormonal confusion of pubescent sexuality, will be less hesitant to sexually experiment with other boys. That's on your head, Tillerson, and I wouldn't want to be in your shoes. You will have to face God on Judgment Day for making a decision that opposes His holy law of marriage and procreation. I read that you prayed about your decision with much agony. You might have prayed, but the devil answered you. You may think you're a Christian, but you're now among those who cry, "Lord, Lord, I did this and that for you," to whom the Lord replies, "I never knew you." You better repent, for your billions of dollars and all your titles will be useless at the judgment seat of Christ. I now call upon President Trump to withdraw your name as Secretary of State. Sin is a disgrace to any nation, says the Bible. We don't want an enemy of Christ representing us to the nations of the world.